The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lunchtime replay from Money FM 89.3. Hashtag Wanderlust with Tim Goh only on Money FM 89.3.
Hashtag Wanderlust here on your lunch break. We encourage you to start thinking about where to go for your holiday if you haven't thought of anywhere else to go at this time of the year. Well, you should. It's not too late, though. With me today is Robin Lee from Skyscanner, and we're talking about some of the more popular or up-and-coming destinations that you might want to check out for yourself if you need inspiration on where to go. Welcome back to Hashtag Wanderlust, Robin. So, for 2019, what are some of the destinations that are interesting for us to check out?
A trend that we've been seeing with Singapore travelers is to go off the beaten track. So we're looking at alternative destinations that are different from the usual cities. I mean, if you're looking at top destinations, they're playing musical chairs with each other. Bangkok can be top one,
Bangkok,
one
Tokyo,
year.
Seoul.
And they're just like changing ranks in between. But we see an increasing trend of travelers visiting, you know, off the beaten track kind of destinations, alternative destinations. One that came up last year is Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia.
Ooh. Wow, that's been in my radar.
Yeah.
Ulaanbaatar, yes.
Yes. So destinations like that, there are exotic. Not everybody is going to. They want to be the first to go to. I think what's really driving this trend is a need to just rest and relax. Singapore travelers, they're stressed at work. They just want to take some time off. Mm. And they just want to go to a place where they can relax and rejuvenate. And alternative destinations where you're not pressured to do all the must-sees, must-dos, all the tourist attractions, kind of offer them that opportunity to do that.
The thing is, how do you define these destinations? People always ask me about that because I've given myself, since 5 years ago, every year, I'm going to go to an exotic location. And recently, somebody asked me, what is an exotic location? So for me, it's like, if there are no direct flights, it's exotic. If your friends don't know where that is, it's exotic. If your friends ask you why there, it's exotic. And like what you said, if nobody else has been there, you're the first among your group of friends or family, it is something that can be exciting.
It becomes brag-worthy and everybody's everybody's living off everybody's Instagram feed.
Yes,
and it is one of the top motivators for travel inspiration, mm-hmm. Instagram. And people do see these amazing Wanderlust pictures.
Hence this title on the
show. On everybody's hashtag Wanderlust. And actually, you know, decide on where they want to go to based on that kind of imagery.
Mm. Okay, so Ulaanbaatar is one of the up-and-coming destinations. I don't think there are direct flights from here to Ulaanbaatar.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, you'll need to fly through mainland China. What else is on your list?
So on the same trend of alternative destinations, Japan is still, you know, one of the top destinations for Singapore travelers. But Tokyo, while still there, we do see an increase in searches going to Okinawa as well as Hiroshima. And that's because of, you know, new airline routes.
Mm.
As long as airlines expand their route coverage, travelers get to enjoy that benefit because it makes travel more accessible than ever before. And if a route is competitive, that means better prices for travelers
and
as well.
And especially if it's a new route for some of the airlines. Okay. Anywhere else around the world that we can inspire our listeners to go to? One of the things last year, and I think continuing on to this year, would be Uzbekistan. But now that they don't have a direct flight, it makes it more exotic because you need to fly to KL or Jakarta or Bangkok to get there.
I think the wonderful thing about Skyscanner is that it allows you to, it shows you which are the best ways and the airlines that you can actually go to get to that destination. So you can put the destination in the destination field on Skyscanner, and we will just show you different alternatives, whether it's a direct flight, multiple stop, one or two stops, whether it's the cheapest way you want to get there, the best way, which is a combination of price and time, mm-hmm. or the fastest way you get there.
Or the cheapest.
And the cheapest, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Another destination that comes to mind, I just came back from one of the upcoming destinations last year, Croatia.
Yes.
Still there, right?
Still there. And the reason why that is, we believe, is the impact that entertainment has on our wanderlust.
Yes.
Yeah, so
I'm guilty of that.
Largely driven by, I mean, we're visual people. Mm-hmm. We like to see things and we get inspired by what we see. And Game of Thrones had a beautiful setting in Croatia.
In as Dubrovnik, well. Dubrovnik and Split. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So because of that, people are like, wow, I really want to go see it for real. And it's not just to like Game of Thrones. You see it with movies as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the thing with Croatia is, and I was just there a couple of months ago, there are a lot of walking tours, Game of Thrones walking tours, led by people who are part of the production. So you get to hear insights on how things are done, how they change the scenes. Mind you, they're not exactly what you will see when you watch Game of Thrones.
Because it's all like, enhanced.
A lot of CGI. But the physical aspect of that is still there. So if you're big on that, go for it. Speaking of Croatia, a place called Mostar in Bosnia is apparently one of the up-and-coming or the place to be in Europe. Is that showing on your list so far? Or
not that I've seen.
Okay.
Not that I've seen. I think what we try to do is we try to show the most affordable ways of how people can have a great holiday. And we're looking at cheapest point of entry. So, for example, if you want to go to Europe, we recommend Berlin because prices to there are quite affordable as well.
Because of low-cost carriers.
That's right.
And so, then from there, you kind of explore.
Yes. Yeah. So I guess it's something that we can do better at and looking at, you know, more exotic destinations, because it is a good story to tell and it's good inspiration for travelers.
For Singaporeans, though, when they do you find that they are more reluctant to go to a place where they don't know anything about or they haven't heard about apart from your typical?
I think there's an appeal to try something different. Mm. And we're all driven by experiences now. So it's not so much about pricing, but it's about where can I go to experience the best holiday. And then it just boils down to what their needs are and what they want to experience when they go on these holidays.
Okay. For a long time, in the last 3-5 years, Turkey was also one of those. Istanbul was an up-and-coming destination in Europe because it was still cheaper. Is it still the case?
It's still the case. It's still one of the top destinations. And I think while the culture there is amazing and people go there to experience the culture, it's also a beautiful place. And it gives you, this beautiful scenery, beautiful people. So it's definitely still a hot destination in our.
Is Eastern Europe still on the list of top destinations?
Yes, it is.
It still is.
Yes.
Amazing, because now Eastern Europe is not as cheap as it used to be when it first opened up.
Exactly. So the minute things start becoming a bit more popular, prices are going to increase. And that's a given reason. That's also one of the motivating reasons for people to actually explore, not so popular destinations, because prices are still cheaper. They're not so accessible.
I'm talking to Robin Lee from Skyscanner about destination trends among Singaporeans. And both of us here, Robin, are encouraging people to check out different destinations at least once a year. I do it on your birthday, I think is a good thing.
Yeah, treat yourself. You deserve that trip.
Yeah, especially if you're, doing it on your birthday, you can do it alone. You don't have to drag your entire family and you can explore things first before you bring your parents or your spouse or your kids to see these destinations, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about Mongolia and less popular destinations in Japan. What about around the region? There should be places to explore as well.
So I think we've noticed a shift from travelers going to Kuala Lumpur to Borneo. And instead of Jakarta, people are going to Padang or like Yogyakarta, for example. So different cities trying to explore different things.
And when they're doing that, is it because of direct flights or is it because they really just want to go somewhere nearby where they haven't?
It could be a mix of both. It could be somebody has already, you know, visited a place and they want to experience something different. So that's the pull factor of getting them to go to a different destination to experience something different with, you know, where prices are more or less still the same. Mm. So it's just new experiences at the same price.
Myanmar, there's another thing that comes to mind. The first time I went there was back in 2013 when it just opened up.
Yep.
And now we're seeing a lot of Instagram pictures from people going there.
Yes. It's opened up. And I guess that's a great thing. And it's a beautiful thing about the travel ecosystem is that the more routes are available, the more people are going to travel, the more people are going to see and experience different things.
And what about Iran? It's see, you're laughing at me now. Every time I tell people about this, they ask me why, or, you know, they laugh. It's another beautiful place that nobody goes to. Have you been?
No, I've not been.
I wish I could go.
I wish I could go. It really depends on the travel behavior of the traveler and their lust for adventure, whether they're looking for a holiday to relax, or they're looking for a holiday to explore something different and have an adventure, or they want to see something cultural. And I find that in Singapore, it's a good mix of both. Mm. Sometimes you just want to go away and have a break, and that's all you want to do. And then sometimes you just want to try something different, do, you know, skydive or bungee jump or go scuba diving. And then sometimes you just wanted to, you know, explore and soak in the cultural aspects of, like, you know, what a city has to offer.
So in the Skyscanner app, do you guys have this? I've seen this on, you know, Airbnb, for example. If you book a place, it recommends all these other experiences that you can have while you're in that city. Do you guys have something similar for somebody who books for a ticket to a city that they've never been to before?
Yes, we do. So it's, again, in the Explore. A lot of wonderful features are in the Explore.
I'm going to start exploring that Explore function.
It's in the Explore tab. So if you're familiar with the Skyscanner app, it's the second icon on the left. You click on it and you put in a destination. So, for example, if you want to go to Ho Chi Minh City, it would show you the cost of a trip. So it includes the flights as well as an estimated price for hotels. Mm-hmm. And if you scroll down below a little bit more, it tells you the popular destinations, popular attractions that you can actually see while you're there. And these are based on user-generated comments and reviews. It also shares with you popular restaurants that you can actually check out while you're in the city.
Mm, very interesting. So that's the Explore tab on the Skyscanner app. I'm really going to start doing that when I'm, you know, looking at places to go and I'm lying down in bed waiting to go to sleep, which
it's something that we've seen. The most popular time for people to be using the Skyscanner app is just before bedtime. It's between 11 to 1 a.m., 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Singapore can sleep very, very late. And that's when people are browsing. They're looking for inspiration of where to travel. They're doing some travel research before they actually decide, okay, I want to go there.
You know what? I think I know why. Because first we go on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We're looking at other people's travel pictures. Hey, that place looks nice. I'm going to go onto Skyscanner and see how much it's going to cost me to go there, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not such a bad habit because it inspires you to see the world and experience new things, like what we try to do here every week on Hashtag Wanderlust. Thanks again, Robin. Robin Lee from Skyscanner joining us here on your lunch break here on Hashtag Wanderlust on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.